I am Planta on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. CTV British Columbia's Mike Killeen and Tamara Taggart join me now. They've been anchoring CTV's News at 6 on Channel 9 for a couple of weeks now, succeeding Bill Good and Pamela Martin. Debuting on the 3rd of January, they've long been well-known and long-time figures in the media market in this part of the world. Mike Killeen is an award-winning reporter who's reported around the world, most recently as CTV's Vancouver 2010 reporter. He's also the former weekend anchor of the CTV News at 6. Tamara Taggart is perhaps the most recognizable personality in television in BC. The longtime weathercaster has been an audience favorite, topping the polls and the sort. She's co-hosted with Regis Philbin and is the mother of three children. Mike's got two sons as well. CTVBC.ca is the website where you can watch the broadcast. Please welcome to the Plant Online program Mike Killeen and Tamara Taggart. Good morning, Ms. Taggart.
Hello.
And good morning, Mr. Killeen.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks for joining us. So how long did you guys have to prepare for the job before you started on the third?
25, 26 years or so.
Yeah.
Just being cheeky.
Yeah.
How long did we have to prepare? Well, after Bill and Pamela announced their retirement, we went pretty much full on into rehearsals with our production team and went from there. We rehearsed right up until, Tamara might be able to refresh my memory, but I think the Sunday night before we launched on the Monday, the 3rd.
So you would do the news, say, over, like, regularly?
Yeah, there were a number of reasons for that. We had to get lighting redone. They reconfigured the set a little bit. We're sitting in different positions than our predecessors. So for a number of technical reasons, we had to do it, but also we wanted to be comfortable with some slight adjustments to the format, as did the production team and our directors. So that was the reason. That was the reason for that.
And I noticed, Tamara, that you sit to Mike's right. Was that on purpose? I mean, who decided that?
That came from, I guess our director, Charles, decided that. He decided where we were all going to sit.
Was being an anchor something that you always wanted to do, Tamara?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I did the weather for almost 10 years, and it's funny because, you know, I didn't have any aspirations of being a weathercaster when I first started out in this business, and it when I was presented with the job, it, I mean, I couldn't say no to it, and I ended up loving it, and it was my passion for a long time, and then it, you know, it just wasn't challenging to me anymore. And so when this was presented to me, I had asked about it in the past, and it didn't really go anywhere. And so when they came to me and asked me about it, I, of course, jumped at the chance to do it, and it's a great new challenge for me.
There's been some chatter on the internet and probably elsewhere that you hadn't had reporting experience before. Are those concerns valid, do you think?
Well, I guess it depends on who's chattering about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I haven't read any stuff. I don't really spend my time doing that. But I mean, I can understand why some people might question it or have concerns over it. But I, you know, I've been in television for 13 years. I've been in radio. I was in radio before that. I've been at it for a long time. And I've had lots of different opportunities to do reporting on different levels. So, no, you haven't seen me during the news reporting on stories, but, you know, I've done my fair share of broadcasting, that's for sure, so.
And Mike, both of your biographies talk about being from here, raised and worked here over the years. How important is that for the anchor to be from here?
I think it's important for the anchor, at least for me personally, but hopefully for the audience as well. I think when you are able to do this in the town that you grew up in and have worked in for a long time, you just have that, there's that background, that knowledge in there that only locals would have, and I think that helps for a number of reasons, you know, in the way we tell stories and how we go about covering the day's events. You know, it's not perhaps the most paramount thing, but I think it really helps to have that that background knowledge in there.
Tamara, over the years, you've had, as I mentioned off the top, a high profile in this community, in this part of the world. Sometimes I wonder if you had trouble maintaining your privacy.
Yeah, it's a bit of a struggle that I've had a little bit. I mean, I'm a pretty open person, and I'm pretty approachable. When I go grocery shopping, it takes me a lot longer than the average person because I end up chatting to people about the whole time I'm there. There's some things that I try to be private about, but for the most part, I'm a fairly open book, especially since becoming a parent.
And will you stop hosting block parties?
I don't know. I hope not. They were a lot of fun. I think we'll be doing something similar, maybe not in such a party atmosphere, but we will be taking our show out on the road, and we will be doing some stuff out in the community for sure. It'll be probably on a bit of a different level.
Like throughout the province, you mean? You take it on the road?
I think so, yeah. They're definitely talking about it. I mean, we're 2 weeks in right now, so we're just starting to talk about what we're going to be doing over the next few months.
And do you view the broadcast as a Vancouver newscast? Or, I mean, it's called CTV BC, and I'm wondering, you are broadcasting to the province, right?
Mm-hmm. We are broadcasting to the province, and our weather segment reflects that, and the stories that we do reflect that too. I mean, we have stories coming out of Kelowna, and
we have a full time bureau in Kelowna, in
Victoria.
The Okanagan. We have a legislative bureau chief in Victoria, and we're also, of course, affiliated with A Channel, so we share material with them particularly from the island.
So, being the anchor, as you're well aware now, is a high profile, the highest profile of jobs at a television station, and it carries some influence, as we've seen with one of your predecessors now attempting to harness that. How do you view the role of anchor outside of the broadcast? I mean, in terms of being in the community, using it for, say, fundraising for a certain cause or something, is that something that you've thought about?
Well, I mean, I sit on quite a few boards. I have for many years, and I definitely have some charities that are close to my heart for, a bunch of different reasons. So I'll continue to do all of that, and there's definitely more on there's more on the table now, for sure. Just had a meeting yesterday with the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, so I'll be taking on some duties with them, and there's more responsibility for sure that comes with it. And some people have said to me here that I need to learn how to say no. It's a charity phones me up and asks me to do something, and I say yes right away. I just can't help it.
And Mike, how have you reacted to seeing your face on billboards and bus shelters and the sort?
Yeah, it's. I know that comes with the territory, but that's.
He loves
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, it's a pretty ambitious outdoor marketing campaign, which yeah, I'm getting a lot of feedback on it. And I can't drive anywhere without seeing the bus shelters.
It's funny. Every time he drives by a bus shelter, he texts me to tell me I just saw another one.
Well, I was in White Rock the other night with one of my sons at a hockey game, and it seemed like every bus shelter was the two of us. So anyway,
it's in the Vancouver Sun. He texts me full page in the Sun today. Quite funny.
<Yeah. laughs> Do you you're not used to that sort of, I guess, attention, right, Mike?
Well, this is at a different level. I mean, I've been doing this for 25 plus years, and. And as you mentioned in your intro, I've anchored before, but so certainly people stop me in the grocery store and what have you, but now it's multiplied by about 100. So, but I enjoy that part of it. I like talking to people, whether it's in the grocery store lineup or what have you, because or at the hockey rink. Both of my kids play hockey, and you just get a sense of what people are talking about and what's going on. And I think that's all very helpful, and I do enjoy it. I enjoy getting out there and doing that stuff.
Now, when you guys took on the job, did management say to you that you had certain goals while in the chair that say ratings wise you had to pay attention to those sorts of things?
I have never paid attention to the numbers, the ratings, because I figure that's somebody else's job, and I have enough to worry about in my life, and, you know, they'll let us know whether it's working or not working. But, yeah, there's definitely expectations, and there's goals that we all want to meet.
And so the broadcast ranks, I guess, what, second in the market, does it?
Yes.
Yeah. What advice did Bill and Pamela give you guys, if any?
Not advice as such. I mean, you know, both of them certainly wished me well. And I think same with Tamara. But no, I mean, we worked together for, you know, in my case, almost 10 years. So, you know, we watched them and learned from them over that time frame. But I don't think they, you know, it'd be kind of awkward, I guess, to say, well, you need to do this and you should try doing this. But and they're both very gracious, and they've been good friends over their time here and there. And we miss them. I miss my daily chats with Bill. We'd chat about everything from the Canucks to what was going on in the news, and I do miss that part of it.
You know, I was lucky enough to sit beside them for 10 years, so I had the privilege of watching them work every day, and I took notes.
Yeah. Now, you have a new weather forecaster on the show?
Yeah, Michael Kuss.
Yeah. A meteorologist, yeah.
And you guys seem to get along quite well. Was that easy from the get-go?
Yeah, it was. It's funny because, you know, we hadn't met Michael when he was hired. And he came, I think he got into town December 26th or 27th. And that's when we met him for the first time. And we all hit it off. So it's been great. He's a really easy guy to get along with.
He's also from here, isn't he?
He's from the island, yeah.
Yeah.
And he worked in the States for a while and then in Toronto. But I find his forecasts extremely informative. And, I mean, in his first couple of weeks here, we've had a couple of big weather events that he's been right on top of. So it's been interesting to watch how he presents the weather information every night. He's very good at it.
Now, you mentioned, Mike, actually, Tamara mentioned that, you know, she's stopped at grocery stores and the sort, and I'm sure you are now. As well, Mike, do viewers tell you what they want in the broadcast?
Oh, everybody's got an opinion, but more so, they're just these are early days for us, so it's more of, you know, congratulations and glad to see you there. It's great, but they'll often suggest ideas about, you know, we get the usual stuff about what we're wearing or what we're not wearing and those kinds of comments. But no, people do comment on the content. We've had some incredible stories over the past couple of weeks. Our investigative unit, Mi Jung Lee, had a great series on the relabeling of fish and meat at
right.
grocery stores, and everybody was talking about that. You know, you're at the grocery store, people want to talk about that. So, and then just as recently as yesterday, this horrible story of an 82-year-old woman, a cancer survivor, who was denied boarding on to a flight in Calgary because of an interpretation by the security screeners there that was, in many people's minds, way offside. She'd had a mastectomy and had a gel implant that was perceived, I guess, by some of the screeners there as a threat, and the way she was dealt with was, it's gotten incredible feedback online, and I'm, you know, just walking around today, people are talking about it.
The what you're wearing bit, I noticed, because I've been watching over the last couple of weeks, there were a couple of nights there where you'd wear the same color. Was that on purpose? Like,
are you talking to me or
both of you? Like,
oh.
I guess he was wearing a purple tie and you were wearing a purple.
you want to know honestly how it goes around here?
How does it go?
You want to know what my life is like now? I wake up and I go, I think I'm going to wear this gray jacket and white blouse, and I bring it to work. And then Mike goes, what are you wearing tonight? And I say, I'm going to wear this gray jacket and white blouse. And I can set my watch to it. He walks into the makeup room with his collection of ties. It's quite cute. And then he holds it up to my jacket, and he goes, what do you think? Look at this one. Look at it. And I say, that's the one. And then he puts it on. That's how it goes.
Sometimes it works, sometimes
so
it doesn't.
Every afternoon at around 4:30, is it, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, around 4:30, he comes in with his collection of ties.
So is it a long day for you guys? I mean, does the day end at 7 o'clock when you guys sign off? Or
It is a long day. It's we're part of the morning news meeting at 10:30, and then from there we make our way into the station. We do that on a conference call. We make our way into the station, grab lunch. So far, out of the 10 days that we've been doing this show, we've had lunch 9 of those days together.
Who pays?
Oh, that depends on a number of circumstances.
We don't need to talk about that. No, but usually we go Dutch, but a couple of times my debit card hasn't worked. So Mike's had to, but I make it up to him. Anyways, we have a 2 o'clock news meeting, and then from there it's just we hit the ground running, and it's quite hectic right through the show. And then after the show, we usually have a meeting to reflect on how the past hour went, and then we make our way home, and then home life begins, right? For Mike has 2 teenage boys, I have 3 kids under the age of 3 and a half, and it's busy.
You just mentioned your kids, and there's an essay online that you wrote, Tamara, about I guess your son has mm-hmm. Down syndrome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that natural for you to come out and discuss that publicly?
Well, no, it wasn't. It was, when Beckett was diagnosed when he was 5 days old, so it was a surprise to my husband and I, and it was a surprise to our family and friends. So it was, no, I wanted to hide under my bed and never come out. I had to make some really hard decisions about whether how open and honest I was going to be, and I decided that from day one that I wanted to be the team captain of his team, and so I wanted to lead by example, and so I just became educated on it, and I've met some great women and men who are also new parents to children with Down syndrome, I just think it. The more educated everybody is, the better it is, and hopefully the easier his life is for him.
Mike, how old are your kids?
17, and one who will be 14 in a couple of weeks.
Now, you traveled a lot, I guess, while they were growing up, right?
Well, the oldest one was born in Hong Kong. We left there when he was 2, so that was in 1995. But, yeah, my role as Olympic reporter has taken me all over the world, and suffice it to say they are both well-traveled. My wife, their mother, loves to travel as well, and we're often back in the Maritimes where she is from. So we've traveled quite a bit.
And being away from the province, reporting elsewhere, that really does put BC in perspective for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think for me, living abroad put it in perspective. When I moved to Hong Kong with my wife in 1991, we'd never lived anywhere else other than here, and it was a huge eye-opener. You see other cultures and other ways of life, and that was a real eye-opener. And, yeah, when you in the 6 or 7 years covering the Olympics, from Salt Lake City to Prague, Singapore, Italy, Beijing, all over the place, it really does give you a sense of where we stand in the grand scheme of things.
I mentioned earlier that we talked about ratings and the sort. There's another challenge that you all are facing, not just at your channel, but elsewhere, I guess, in your business, and that's not many people are watching the news anymore at 6 o'clock. Do you find that people watch you online? I mean, that's how I've been watching you.
Yeah, I mean, based on what the online folks tell us, there's a lot of people that it's not appointment viewing anymore, right? Back in the day, the 6 o'clock news was the 6 o'clock news. Gather around the TV set and watch. Now with PVR and online and what have you, that's changed everything. But, I'm not eyeballing the ratings every day, but, there's still a sizable audience out there that are watching on conventional television. Our challenge is to reach out to those folks along with the people that are going to check us out online. Our role in the afternoon has changed dramatically in the last couple of weeks. There's now a requirement for both Tamara and myself to be tweeting and on Facebook and what have you to get the message out as well. So that's a new component, all part of the challenge.
Do you enjoy the Facebook and the tweeting?
Yeah, I'm getting used to it. I'm a bit of a Luddite, frankly, and I think T will agree with that. You know, learning what bit.lys are and what have you. But no, I think it's quite fascinating. I'm fascinated by the whole thing, and we're trying to get up to speed. She has a few more followers than I do.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it seems just a natural for you, Tamara. I've noticed that.
Yeah, I quite enjoy it. I discovered the world of blogging, I guess about a year ago now, and there's a real community of women my age who have jobs, kids, all that sort of stuff, and it's a very supportive community, and I really like it a lot. And I'm finding that on Facebook too. I've met so many people through Facebook that are basically on the same journey that I'm on, and we, some of them I've met in person, others I've talked to on the phone, and others I've never met. We just have an online relationship, and I really like it. I've had a really good experience with it, and I just want to continue with it because, it's great for work and all that sort of stuff, but it's, I just find it really supportive and encouraging from the people that I've met so far.
Now, yours was a network that aired the Olympics last year. Will you guys be marking the Olympics any way in the next month or so?
Yeah, we have some plans to. We're waiting to hear what the city's plans are for a party, because that'll determine a few things with what we're doing. But we do have a plan for a network special, and we'll be taking the show on the road to do a couple of shows too. So it's all in the works right now.
I do have one complaint. I watch your show online.
Uh-huh.
The website only streams the first 20 minutes of the show.
It's funny you say that because you're not the first person to say that to me or Mike. And yeah. I actually brought it up in a meeting the other day. And there's a number of reasons for it that I wasn't aware of.
I guess the sports clips, right?
That's well,
right.
We don't own the rights to a lot of the American stuff, so it becomes a rights issue. And it's encoded through Toronto and all that sort of stuff, but the bottom line is it comes down to rights.
Yeah. Well, I'll just have to watch, I guess, at 6 o'clock on the regular TV.
You could do it the old-fashioned way.
I will, yeah. I think you guys do a good job, and your personalities come across well on TV. Congratulations again, and best wishes. Thanks for this.
Thank you so much.
CTV News at 6, Channel 9 here in Vancouver. It's anchors Mike Killeen and Tamara Taggart on the line. In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Plunta.